Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by... Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Now, before we get started with today's episode, you're going to notice something different with this one. It has all the cut points at the beginning. Don't know why. I'm not sure. It may have been a rehearsal. That's may have been how they did it. I'm not exactly sure why it's in there. But it is recorded like that. So it's got all those cutscenes. I left it like that because why would I want to ruin the magic of it? So how they did it in the beginning, I'm not sure. But if these were transcribed or recorded from tapes or records, this is what we've got for the audio. So I hope you enjoy. Some of it's really abrupt. It's kind of like call signs, and it's really neat. It's almost like a rehearsal audio. So let's get into it. Today's episode, again, is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date's March 13th, 1953, and the title is Hand of Death. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member. I do appreciate it.
Wild Bill Hickok, program number 137. Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. You'll hear the exciting story, The Hand of Death, in just 1 minute. Throughout the Old West, Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles were known as two men who could be depended on for a helping hand when one was needed. When Bill received an urgent call for help from his old friend, Sheriff Glenn Stillwell, he and Jingles saddled up and rode hard and fast for the little border town of Desert Hole and a meeting with the Hand of Death. Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles rode into Desert Hole to help Sheriff Stillwell run down a killer, but they found the sheriff himself dead with a slug in his back. And on a piece of paper, they found printed just one word, son. Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles finally captured young Tom Stillwell as he was opening the safe in his father's office. This morning, Tom goes on trial before Judge Nelson, charged with murder. Bill and Jingles are still at the sheriff's office going through some papers. We will continue in just 1 minute. You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Sam Edwards, Ralph Moody, and Tony Barrett. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Lou Fulton. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of...
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents...
Wild Bill Hickok!
Folks, hold on your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Hand of Death. It just takes seconds. Just seconds for Mom to get you a really delicious breakfast. And when you're hurrying to get ready for school, that's important. In just seconds, you can shake out a bowl full of fresh Kellogg's Rice Krispies and put the sugar and cream on them. Then, snap, crackle, pop. That's what you'll hear. Those Rice Krispies say good morning to you because Tumble Toastin' spins them full of crispy goodness, makes them golden toasty all over. Boy, oh boy, they taste good. How about enjoying Kellogg's Rice Krispies tomorrow morning for breakfast? And right now, how about enjoying Wild Bill Hickok? Throughout the Old West, Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles were known as two men who could be depended on for a helping hand when one was needed. When Bill received an urgent call for help from his old friend Sheriff Glenn Stillwell, he and Jingles saddled up and rode hard and fast for the little border town of Desert Hole and a meeting with the Hand of Death.
Bill, whoever named this place Desert Hole knew what he was doing. They ought to push the town in the hole and cover it up.
I'll admit it isn't much to look at, Jingles, but there's plenty of money around here. It's the biggest cattle town in the territory.
Oh, they must have money around here. My, just look at that sign. 25 cents for a bath. That's for me. I'm going in and take a bath and make myself a quarter.
Jingles, they don't pay you. You pay them.
You mean they charge you to take a bath?
That's right.
What a swindle. No wonder the sheriff needs help in this. This must be a crooked town.
Worse than that. You remember hearing about U.S. Marshal Stan Jones of Texas?
Marshal Jones? He was the one shot in the back and killed right here in Desert Hole last week, wasn't he?
Right. That's what Sheriff Stillwell wired me about. He thinks he's on the trail of the man who killed Marshal Jones, and he just needs a little more evidence and thought we might help him.
He may have that evidence by this time.
Well, we'll soon find out, Jingles. Here's his office.
Joker, whoa.
Hello, Sheriff. We just got...
Shh, Bill, he's asleep.
Sheriff. Hey, Jingles, look. He's dead.
Oh, no, not Glenn.
Drill right through the back. Didn't have a chance.
If I could just lay my hands on the coyote who did this, Hey, wait a minute. Ain't that a piece of paper under there on his arm?
Yeah, let me see that.
What is it, Bill?
He just had time to print one word before he died. And there it is. S-O-N.
S-O-N. That's son.
Yeah, Jingle's son.
Oh, Bill, not Sheriff Stillwell's own boy. I can't believe it.
What else are we to think?
Oh, Bill, you're plumb loco. Why, we know that kid. We know he ain't the kind that'd kill his own father.
Now listen, Jingles. Sheriff Stillwell was an officer of the law, one of the best.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
His last effort would be to name his killer if he could, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so, but... Oh, doggone it, Bill. Maybe he was trying to leave a message for Tom. Maybe that's it, huh?
I hope you're right. We've got to find Tom Stillwell, and I hope we don't have to arrest him for murder. Somebody went out the back door.
I'll get him. Doggone it, he disappeared. He hightailed it down the alley and ducked in between some buildings. Well, let's get the horses.
No use right now, Jingles. We'll find him later.
You think it was young Tom?
It could have been. Maybe he heard what we said and he lit out.
All right, you two. Stand right where you are and drop those guns.
But, mister, you got
us
all...
I said drop those guns.
Better do what the man says, Jingles.
Now, what are you two doing here? What's wrong with the sheriff?
I'm sorry to say, but he's dead.
Dead?
Yeah, we found him slumped over his desk with a slug in his back.
Yeah, very nice story. I'll take a look at your guns. Just as I thought. One of these guns had just been fired. And I think it's yours, my fat friend.
Don't call me friend.
We can explain everything.
You'll do your explaining in court. I'm Judge Nelson. And with Sheriff Stillwell dead, I'm the law here. You two are under arrest.
Under arrest? You can't arrest us.
Well, Jingles, under the circumstances, you can't blame the judge. But I think he'll change his mind when I tell him who we are. I'm United States Marshal Bill Hickok.
Marshal Hickok?
Darn tootin'. I'm his fat friend. Oh, doggone it. I'm his deputy, Jingles.
I suppose you can prove that.
Yes, I can. Right here in my pocket.
Keep your hands up.
Sorry. If you'll reach in my pocket, you'll find my badge and also a wire I got from Sheriff Stillwell asking for our help.
U.S. Marshal Bill Hickok have picked up trail of man who killed Marshal Stan Jones of Texas. Need your help. Signed, Glenn Stillwell.
I'd hardly have that wire if I'm not who I claim to be.
And here's my badge to go with it.
Well, gentlemen, I guess that proves it all right. I'm Judge Sam Nelson.
Judge Sam Nelson? You must be the famous hanging judge from Amarillo.
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh.
Nelson's a pretty common name, and I've never been in Amarillo. One more thing you haven't explained. What about this gun that was fired?
Somebody was hiding in the back room when we came in. Whoever it was escaped through the back door.
That's right, Judge. I took a couple of shots at him, but I missed. We think we know who it was.
The man who killed the sheriff?
That's my guess. Take a look at this paper.
S-O-N. What does it mean?
It's the last thing Sheriff Stillwell wrote before he died.
Points to one man. Tom Stillwell, his son.
His own son? Oh, I can't believe it. But Tom and his father have been having some bitter quarrels. Last week they came to blows and the sheriff threw Tom out of the house.
You know what they were squabbling about, Judge?
Yes. Tom's been hanging out with a gambling bunch at Pete Dawson's place. Last week he announced his coming marriage to Pete Dawson's daughter.
Where's young Tom been staying?
With the Dawsons.
Jingles, we're going to pay a visit to Pete Dawson's place. You coming along, Judge?
No, I think I'll stay here and take care of things. Sheriff Stillwell is my best friend. When you find Tom, bring him to me. Son or no son, he's going to hang.
Jumping Jiminy Slim, what was that? Hey, what is that, a prairie wolf?
Couldn't be a cowboy howling for more Rice Krispies, or could it? No, sirree, Charlie, that's a wolf, all right. Calling the pack, hollering for him to come on and go hunting. Mighty lonesome call, too, to hear when you're night riding. But say, come to think of it, Charlie, it ain't much worse than the racket that the cook has to put up with if he runs out of Rice Krispies.
Slim, you cowboys really go for Rice Krispies, don't you?
Why, sure, man. Cowboys are people. They like good eats just the same as anybody. And another thing, the cook likes Rice Krispies, too. You bet your boots, because there's no fixing to them. All he has to do is just open up the box and pass them around.
You're right, Slim. Rice Krispies are ready to eat any time. They're tumble-toasted by an exclusive Kellogg process that spins them full of crispy goodness and makes them golden toasty all over. So all you have to do is just put a little sugar and milk on them, then snap, crackle, pop. You're set with a delicious dish. Enjoy a bowl full of Kellogg's Rice Krispies tomorrow morning. Now, let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles rode into Desert Hole to help Sheriff Stillwell run down a killer, but they found the sheriff himself dead with a slug in his back, and on a piece of paper they found printed just one word, son.
Bill, what makes you think we'll find Tom at Dawson's place?
You heard what Judge Nelson said. Tom Stillwell plans to marry Dawson's daughter.
You mean you figure Dawson would hide him out?
That's right. Dawson is a plenty tough critter.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. He's the fastest man with a gun I ever saw, except one.
We're liable to see him in action in a few minutes. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker. Whoa.
All right, be ready with your guns, Jingles. He could be waiting for us.
Yeah, I ain't looking forward to this one teeny-weensy bit. But let's go. Woo-wee, Bill, what a layup.
The biggest gambling hall west of the Pecos. Name any kind of a game, and they got it.
Well, I'll bet there's one game they ain't got here.
What's that?
An honest one. I wouldn't even play checkers in this joint.
Well, I don't see Dawson at any of the tables.
No, he's probably in his office weighing his money.
Yeah, it's a door here, under the stairs. Quiet while I give a listen. Yeah, he's in there all right, and there's somebody with him.
Tom Stillwell?
Well, I can't make out the voices, but we'll soon find out.
Who is it?
Marshal Hickok.
I'm busy right now. Come back later.
It's locked, Jingle.
Dawson, open this door or we'll tear it off the hinges.
Get away from that door, Hickok.
Let me lean on it, Bill.
Hickok, I told you not to come in.
Hey. Wow, what a shot. Just like I figured, Bill, Dawson ain't quite as fast as you.
Hickok, what's the idea of you and this big moose charging in here? You got nothing on me?
Maybe we have, Dawson. I heard somebody in here with you a moment ago. Where is he?
Don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do, Dawson. We heard two voices. Now, where's the other man?
I tell you, there was nobody here but me.
Uh-huh. Then maybe you can explain why there are two cigars burning there on your desk.
Well, he talks out of both sides of his mouth. Maybe he smokes the same way.
Dawson, your visitor was Tom Stillwell.
Well, you're so smart, where is he now?
I'll just have a look in this next room.
There's nobody in there.
We'll see about...
Keep away from that door, you...
So you want to play rough, I'll just have to get you down and sit on you.
Thanks, Jingles.
Dawson, where's young Stillwell?
I don't know.
Oh... No, no, no. I'm going to bounce up and down on you until you start talking now.
Oh, all right, all right. Stop it.
He's ready to talk, Jingle.
I knew I could squeeze it out of him. Now, come on, Dawson. On your feet.
Okay, Hickok, you win. I'm still where I was here. I stalled you long enough for him to get away.
That's twice he's taken the back way out. First time was right after he killed his father.
Hickok, you're a fool if you think he did that.
Well, if he didn't do it, what's he running for?
Because the cards are stacked against him. Everybody knows he had a fight with his dad last week.
The sheriff was opposed to Tom marrying your daughter, wasn't he?
That's right. He threw Tom out of the house. But that's no motive for murder.
Well, lots of people have been killed for less, and besides, we have proof.
Proof? What proof?
Take a look at this.
S-O-N. What does that mean?
The sheriff printed that just before he died.
Hickok, I don't know what to say. Always thought I was a good judge of men, but not this time.
Sorry, Dawson. Now, do you want to tell us where Tom went?
He was riding out to his place to pick up some clothes, and he was heading for the border.
Well, he's had too much of a head start, Bill. We'll never get him now.
Well, maybe he can. I got a hunch he'll stop off at my place first to say goodbye to Nancy.
Where is your place, Dawson?
The Mill Creek Road, south of town.
Come on, Jingles. I think this time we'll get our man.
But Bill, we'll never catch Tom Stillwell this way.
I think we will, Jingles.
But Dawson told us we'd probably find Tom at his place saying goodbye to his daughter.
Yeah, I know that, Jingles. Dawson got mighty helpful all of a sudden.
You mean you think he gave us a bum steer, huh?
I'm almost sure of it, Jingles. He was sending us on a wild goose chase. So, we're following Dawson, and I think he's going to lead us to Stillwell.
Oh, I see.
Hey, that's Dawson's horse.
Somebody just lit a lamp inside the sheriff's office. Look, look there by the window.
Yeah, Dawson, all right.
Look who he's with. Tom Stillwell. Let's take him, Bill.
Hold up, Jingles. Not yet. Let's see what they're up to.
They're opening the safe.
Yeah, Tom's got a letter he's showing to Dawson.
What do you think it is, Bill?
Now's the time to find out. Let's go.
Let's go.
Stillwell, I'll let you're under arrest. Jingles, you get the keys out of the sheriff's desk and we'll lock him up.
You're not arresting me, Hickok. Take him, Pete. Come on.
You won't get away this time. Take him. Dawson's waiting
for the door.
Oh, no. Hey, you don't. Dawson, die. Woo-wee, that's what I call a nice double.
All right, you two, get up. Open the cell door, Jingles.
Right this way, gentlemen. Now, in you go.
You're making a terrible mistake, Mr. Hickok. I didn't kill my father. I'm innocent, I tell you.
For an innocent man, you've been mighty hard to catch.
I didn't kill him, I tell you. Look at this letter we just found.
What is it, Bill?
It's a letter from Marshal Jones of Texas, written to the sheriff. Dear Glenn, I'll be in Desert Hole a week from today to see you on serious business. Be sure that Judge Nelson is there, too. Signed, Stan Jones, United States Marshal. Doesn't say much, does it?
Marshal Jones never got to see my father. He was ambushed on the way here. I found his body.
Did you kill Marshal Jones?
What for? I didn't even know the man. But I figure whoever killed the marshal also killed my dad.
You stay here, Jingles. I'll see who it is.
Evening, Marshal.
Oh, Judge Nelson, come in. Glad you stopped in, Judge. Got a letter here I'd like to have you see.
Letter? From whom?
It's a letter from Marshal Jones to Sheriff Stillwell. Ever see it before?
No, I haven't.
You'll notice it says Jones also wanted to see you.
I don't know what to make of it. I never did know what Jones came here for. Sheriff never mentioned it to me. No, I can't help you there, Hickok. Where'd you get this letter?
From Tom Stillwell.
From Tom? You mean you got him?
Yeah, he's right back there in the cell. You want to see him?
You bet I want to see him.
Well, howdy, Judge. We've got
here,
you.
Get out of my way. So, there you are, Tom, you sneaky little murdering gunslick.
Stop him, Jingle. He's going for his gun.
Now give me that gun or I'll break your arm. Grab it, Bill.
I got it, Jingles. All right, let him go.
I'll kill him. I'll kill him.
What's the matter with you, Judge? What are you trying to do?
Yeah, you're supposed to uphold the law. Tom's entitled to a fair trial.
And he'll get it tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Tomorrow morning? You can't do that.
I said tomorrow morning.
But there's no time for the boy to prepare his defense.
There is no defense. He goes on trial tomorrow and he's going to hang.
You know, a skeptical person is someone who says, I'll believe it when I see it or hear it myself. And that's why no one stays skeptical for very long about Kellogg's Rice Krispies. No, sir. 'Cause Kellogg's Rice Krispies give off with a cheerful snap, crackle, pop to tell you right off that here is a cereal that's fresh and crisp. Fresh and crisp because it's been tumble toasted, toasted evenly and spun full of crisp goodness. And the first delicious spoonful tells you all about that wonderful flavor of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Now, a handy way for Mom to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies is Kellogg's Rice Krispies Handy Pack. That's 8 generous individual-sized servings of Rice Krispies, each separately packaged and all 8 wrapped together with cellophane. Have Mom look for them at the grocer's. And now, how about a little music?
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best. And how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles finally captured young Tom Stillwell as he was opening the safe in his father's office. This morning, Tom goes on trial before Judge Nelson, charged with murder. Bill and Jingles are still at the sheriff's office going through some papers.
Bill, don't you think we ought to get over to that courthouse? The trial must be half over by now.
There's nothing we can do for Tom over there. If I could just find some scrap of evidence to tell us who killed Marshall Jones. You sure you looked through all those pigeonholes in the desk, Jingle?
Oh, I've been through so many pigeonholes, I feel like I got wings. You really think Tom is innocent?
Well, all the evidence is against him, but I still can't bring myself to believe he killed his father or Marshall Jones either. Hey, wait a minute.
What'd you find, Bill?
In this record book here. The sheriff made an entry. It says, found out today that Judge Nelson came from Amarillo.
Well, that's a funny thing to put down.
Not as funny as you think, Jingles. Remember when we met Judge Nelson for the first time yesterday right here in this office?
I hardly forget it.
You asked him if he was in a relation to Judge Sam Nelson of Amarillo.
By golly, you're right, Bill. He said he'd never been to Amarillo.
Come on, Jingles. We're heading for that telegraph office.
Did you get an answer to your telegram, Bill?
Yeah, listen to this. Judge Sam Nelson killed in Amarillo 5 years ago. His money and papers were stolen. Killer unknown. This is it, Jingles.
This is it? This is what?
Judge Nelson of Desert Hole is a fake.
You mean he killed the real Judge Nelson and moved here to Desert Hole?
I'd stake my life on it. Marshall Jones and Sheriff Stillwell got on his trail and he killed them too.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's give it over to that courthouse.
Jingles, we're going to blow that trial sky high.
Order, order, order. This court will come to order. Gentlemen of the jury, have you reached your verdict?
We have, Your Honor. We find Tom Stillwell guilty of murder.
Tom Stillwell, stand up. You've heard the verdict. Tom Stillwell, I sentence you to be hanged within the hour.
You can't do that. I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
Take the prisoner away.
Come on, you.
You'll never hang me.
Come on.
Leave that boy alone.
Who are you talking to?
He's talking to you now. Let go of Tom before I spread that nose of yours all over your face.
Hickok, what's the meaning of this? How dare you interrupt the proceedings of this court?
Just because I'm not going to let you hang an innocent man.
Not while we're around, you ain't.
Tom Stillwell has been found guilty by a jury, and my sentence stands.
Yes, that's right.
I've signed an order for immediate execution. Here it is. As United States Marshal, I turn the hanging job over to you.
Thank you for the paper, Judge. This is all I need to hang the guilty man. And it won't be Tom Stillwell.
Hickok, the people of Desert Hole will not stand for your interference.
Sit down. Sit down, you jabbering monkeys, or I'll nail you to your seats with some hot lead.
People of Desert Hole, if you heard in the evidence, Sheriff Stillwell printed 3 letters on a piece of paper just before he died. Those letters were S-O-N. We thought it meant his son, Tom.
And that's exactly what it did mean. This trial is over.
Now, one more yap out of you, Judge, and I'll feed you that gavel big in first.
Friends, we now know that those 3 letters didn't mean son at all. They are the initials of the man who not only killed Sheriff Stillwell, but he also killed the Texas Marshal Stan Jones.
Oh, come on.
Those 3 initials belong to the man who just signed this order for execution. This man who calls himself a judge. Samuel O. Nelson.
And we also can prove prove that he killed the real Judge Nelson in Amarillo 5 years ago.
Never take me alive, Hickok.
Oh. Well, he ain't the fastest man with a gun either.
We'll get the bailiff to lock him up, Jingles.
Mr. Hickok and Jingles, I don't know how to thank you for what you've done for me.
That's all right, Tom. I think that young lady in the back of the room is waiting for you.
Yeah, that's Nancy. Goodbye, and thanks again.
Well, Jingles, looks like those two are heading for a wedding.
Yeah, just look at them two lovebirds. Ain't it cute?
Jingles, how come you never got married? Wouldn't you like to call some girl Mrs. Jones?
Oh, that's one thing I could never do, Bill. Just wouldn't be right to call a girl Mrs. Jones.
But why not?
Because that's my mother's name.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's it for now, folks, but we'll be back again on Monday. What's the story, Andy?
Oh, it's about a foolish young maverick guy who tries to take the law in his own hands and ride a trail of vengeance.
So long, kids.
See you Monday. Choo-choo-choo, choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Sam Edwards, Ralph Moody, Tony Barrett, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written by Lou Fulton and directed by Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.